Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Omar Moreno. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Ray. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mike Easler. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tony Peña. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dale Barra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rodon. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Rick Rodon. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukey Wilson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Ron Gardenhire. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Charlie Pulleyo. Pitching for the New York Mets, Charlie Pulleyo. And now, play ball. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno hits a line drive into left field. Foster picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Foster. Moreno moves to second. Johnny Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moreno moves to third. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moreno scores. It's 1-0, Pirates. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Youngblood. Easler reaches second base with a double. Madlock moves to third. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a line drive towards first. Kingman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ray scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barra fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Stern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Barra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barra is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Rodon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a line drive towards short. Vera reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moreno hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray is 0-for-1 in the game. Ray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Madlock takes first base on ball 4. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Madlock. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Madlock steals second. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vera misplays the ball. That's an error on Vera. Charlie Pulio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pulio bunts in front of the plate. Peña fields it and throws to first for the out. Gardenhire moves to second. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roden fields it and has Gardenhire trapped. There's the throw to Ray and over to Madlock, who tags Gardenhire for the out. Wilson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. Peña hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Lacey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacey is 0-for-1 in the game. Lacey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman strikes out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster strikes out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-1 in the game. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stearns for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dale Barra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barra is 0 for 1 in the game. Barra hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Wilson. Barra reaches second base with a double. Rick Rodon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodon is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodon bunts in front of the plate. Stearns fields it and throws to first for the out. Barra moves to third. One out. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moreno hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Barra tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Pirates. Johnny Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray is 0 for 2 in the game. Ray hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Wilson. Ray reaches second base with a double. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Madlock hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 1 in the game. Youngblood hits a fly ball into center field. Moreno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Brooks moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Pulleo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pulleo is 0 for 0 in the game. Pulleo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Easler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thompson moves to third. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peña strikes out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 2 in the game. Lacy strikes out. Two outs. Dale Barra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barra is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Barra hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Moreno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kingman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Pirates. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. Foster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Rick Rodon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodon is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Moreno hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops it up and throws to first, with Pulio covering, for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ray hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Madlock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Youngblood. Madlock reaches second base with a double. Ray moves to third. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-2 in the game. Stearns hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-2 in the game. Youngblood hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-3 in the game. Lacy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Barra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lacy. The throw from Stearns and he is out, Gardenhire applying the tag. Two outs. Dale Barra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barra is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Barra hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Scurry now pitching. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Ron Gardenhire. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine pinch hits for Charlie Pulio. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ray scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Wally Backman now playing second base. Bob Baylor now playing shortstop. Neil Allen now pitching. Rod Scurry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scurry strikes out. One out. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Moreno strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Ray hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kent Tekulva now pitching. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Madlock. Baylor moves to second. Rusty Tillman pinch runs for Dave Kingman. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tekulva spins and fires to second and Ray drops the ball. That's an error on Ray. Baylor moves to third. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 3 in the game. Foster hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baylor scores. Tillman moves to third. It's Pirates, 2, Mets, 2. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 3 in the game. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ray scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Foster moves to second. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 3 in the game. Youngblood is walked intentionally. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Tillman scores. Foster moves to third. Youngblood moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 3, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.